This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown is now entering week number four with a crucial date on the calendar coming up. November 1st, says ABC's Ben Siegel in Washington.
That date is important because that is when open enrollment begins on these healthcare marketplaces, the Obamacare marketplaces in the states. And that is important because this whole shutdown fight started when Democrats demanded Republicans act to preserve expiring subsidies, subsidies that help make health insurance more affordable for people buying healthcare on these marketplaces.
The Louvre closed today for regular maintenance. Police are still investigating after Sunday's brazen jewelry robbery at the museum. The thieves still on the run. Amazon Web Services recovering after a major service outage that started early Monday and continued throughout the day, affecting popular sites like Starbucks, McDonald's, and Roblox. President Trump's ballroom dream becoming a reality. Demolition crews tearing down White House walls. This is ABC News. A federal appeals court has overturned one of the restraining orders blocking the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops into Oregon. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says she's heard virtually nothing from the White House.
No idea of the mission, no idea of the timeline. And at this point, until that second temporary restraining order is rescinded, troops cannot be deployed anywhere in Oregon at this point.
She also says the troops are not needed. Police in New York City are looking for the parents of a newborn baby left alone at Penn Station Monday morning.
An anonymous caller led police to the baby just before 9:30. Listen to police talking to dispatch.
Did you find the baby?
Yeah, send a bus and confirm baby at the location.
Unfortunately, that baby, a newborn girl, was wrapped in a blanket and was okay. Police brought that baby to Bellevue Hospital.
ABC's Lauren Glassberg. Investigators now think a shattered windshield on a United Airlines jet may have been damaged by a weather balloon. One pilot hurt. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
The Bucks are ready to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks kick off their season at home this Wednesday night when they take on the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, and it'll be the first time they face off against former Buck Chris Middleton, who they traded to Washington last season. Doc Rivers says they're planning a special video tribute to Middleton during the game. How come?
Because he's a Buck for life, no matter where he's at. Pat Connaughton's a Buck for life, Brooke Lopez, and so we lost three of those guys from last year. Chris will be the first one coming back. And, you know, the Milwaukee fans are phenomenal. So, you know, it's so funny. The one thing I'm not worried about is, like, usually the question, if this was a lot of other places, are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck. And he's part of this community. Good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court. Him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy, blustery, and colder with some scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid to upper 40s. An isolated shower in the evening, otherwise breezy and cold, with lows in the upper 30s. Currently, it's 44.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Yes, Pat Kreitlow will be joining us after 9:30. I hope you can join us too.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Act two of tonight's program. It's a Monday night edition. Hope you're having a great day wherever you're listening from in our beautiful state, our overcast, windy state, at least here in Northeast Wisconsin. We're getting some serious fall weather. Hope you're having a great day and a wonderful evening. We have a great hour still left to go here in Act Two. And I'm so glad you're here. Conrad, how are you?
You know, I just, you know, quickly ran outside to let someone, you know, one of our guests in. And
yeah.
It's like, this sucks. It's cold. Yeah. It's dark.
It's beautiful. I do appreciate how you stretch out between acts, like you're over there staying limber for the second part of the show. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, you gotta stretch. You gotta stretch out. You know,
absolutely, especially working those levers over there. I let Eric in. Eric from Ask Your Mother. Eric Ratzek is here. He is the tallest individual I've ever run across in my life. He could probably dunk a basketball without leaving his feet.
Yes,
you think so?
I think so.
But Adam's here too. Ask Your Mother. They're coming up at 7:20. Eric Ratzek and Adam Krause. So much fun talking to those guys. They're going to perform live in the studio, as they often do, and we will have a blast with our guests at 7:20. If you missed the first part of the show, what did people miss, Con? We talked about...
We talked about breadsticks.
Yeah. How the Olive Garden manages to do the unlimited breadsticks, soup, and salad, but still do delivery. They're really going the extra mile there. It's a lot of racking up the miles.
I think that they don't, you know, once you get your first breadsticks order, you're not going to get another one.
Well, if you're complaining too about something like that, you're insane. I expect you to come back here with more breadsticks. I talked about how I saw the movie Roof Man, really enjoyed it. Talked about how I finished the show Task. My pal Jamie McShane, who was on the show last week, he plays the main bad guy Perry on Task. It was just so good. Mark Ruffalo is just such a good actor. And the writing on the show is so thoughtful. I love the way they wrapped up that show. It was very tense at times, but it kind of took its time a little bit and took a deep breath. And there was just some great moments in last night's finale. Cannot recommend Task enough. So check that out. We didn't talk about the Badgers, but man, what is
going on? I don't think we need to.
Probably not.
It's just, this is what I thought was funny. At the end of the game, like last week and, you know, weeks before, there was no one in the stands really, obviously, but the people who were stayed there so they could boo Luke Fickell.
Wow. Do you believe it's come to this?
No, what's funny is when he was leaving and he heard all the boos, he kind of gave a little, let me hear it.
Oh.
Which is honestly kind of funny that he did that, which is like... Let me hear it. I know I'm not leaving because of how much money.
He gets $25 million if they fire him. I heard Mike Clemens during the news. That's just insanity. $25 million to let him go.
Yeah, so I think he's going to stay there, and we're going to have a terrible record. Probably be the worst in the Big Ten, which is something I never thought would have happened, but it's probably going to happen.
And to go from what they were, always a very respectable, great mm-hmm. team that couldn't get past Ohio State typically, or but who can? I mean, to go to this, it's terrible. Our question of the night, folks, join the fun. What's your favorite romantic song? I can't wait to ask the Ask Your Mother guys this too. Maybe they'll play a ballad.
Yeah.
So, what is your favorite romantic song? Let's get to some texts here. John from Madison, he's in the 608, says Streisand, "Someone Left the Cake Out in the Rain," All Passion. That is MacArthur Park. Yes. Great tune, John. Boy, I never really thought of that as a romantic song, but it probably is. That's great stuff. Thank you, John. Steve in Florida, Conrad's dad checks in and says, Lionel Richie back in the 80s nailed a lot of the love songs. One of my favorites is from the year 1981. The year I graduated is Endless Love. Yeah, that's a great one, Steve. And he did that with Diana Ross, I believe. That was a duet. Two great voices. Love that song. Steve from Bellevue in the 920 says, Brian Adams, "Everything I do it for you." Great one, Steve. Thank you. Terry from Cross Plains, he's in the 608, says also, we must have missed an earlier one from Terry. He says, "If I Fall Behind" by Bruce. Fellow Bruce fan. Love it, Terry. Barb from Waukesha says, "Unchained Melody" by the Righteous Brothers. I knew we were going to hear that song tonight. Didn't we already read one? Somebody else said Unchained Melody too, I think.
Social media?
Maybe social media, yeah. Susan from McFarland in the 608 says, I have to say the last date with Floyd Kramer. He is a pianist, and it's one of my husband and my songs. The Last Date. Okay. I'm not familiar with that one. Thank you, Susan. I'm glad that you're so happily married. That's wonderful. Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608 says, "Didn't Just My Imagination play in the background in Just Like Heaven with Mark Ruffalo and Reese Witherspoon?" I don't know the answer to that question, Mark. I don't think I ever saw that movie. I'm a fan of both of them, too. Thank you for the text. Nick from Marshall in the 608 says, "Is This Love by Bob Marley." That's an awesome one, Nick. Good stuff. Another, and because Bob Marley is so, you know, tied to reggae in that, I don't even think of him, but that's a great tune. Melissa from Willie Street says, "Lay Lady Lay" by Dylan and Cash. Great tune, Melissa. Very well done. Then she says, "Wild Horses" from the Stones. Yeah, great one. I think She's a Rainbow. As far as upbeat tunes, we have that. We haven't played that for bumper in a while. Might need to break that one out. She's a Rainbow?
I have to find it, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Outstanding. Lori from Hey. Oh, we read Lori's text. She thinks my M on my keyboard. My keyboard M is not working. I'd literally have to wail on it to get an M onto the screen. And Lori thinks it's because I eat too much gelato.
You should just stop eating it over your keyboard.
What am I supposed to use as a placemat? I thought the keyboard was like perfect.
Or do you have gelato all over your fingers and you're not washing them?
I'm just typing. I don't care. Yeah. It's an old Mac. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, "Three Times a Lady," Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Another great one. Love Easy Like Sunday Morning, too. Another great Commodores tune. Mark says, "Makes me think of my college girlfriend, Brenda." I feel like we're about to do a long-distance request here. Pete, can you please play Three Times a Lady by Lionel Richie from Mark to Brenda? I don't want to get Mark in trouble if he's married, though. That's in the history. Here's Terry's other text. He says, "Maybe I'm amazed by Sir Paul, and you totally know the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes." I do. That's a great one, too. Love it. These are great texts. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, "From My Heart to Yours" by Laura Isabor. I don't know that song. Thank you, Monica. From Edward in the 414, he says, "Stacy's Mom." That's Stacy's. I mean, that's like saying someone's mom is hot. I don't know if I equate that with romance, but, you know, I don't know what's going on in Edward's head. And he's a wonderful texter. Thank you, buddy. Dave in DeForest says, "Wonderful Tonight." Yeah, great tune by Eric Clapton. Used to love that song. Kind of forgot about that tune. Good one, though. Thanks, Dave. Anna from Madison in the 608 says, "Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite romantic song is Something by George Harrison." Yeah, that's a great one. I will say this too. I think George Harrison may be my favorite solo Beatle artist. And somebody just said that recently that they thought that too, one of the listeners. But I totally agree with that. I mean, I love Imagine by John Lennon, but pound for pound, give me Harrison. David from Richland Center in the 608 says Unchained Melody. Another one for Unchained Melody. I think that's three, Con.
That's three, yeah.
Score over there. Got the electronic scoreboard turned on. Nick from Marshall said, oh, we already read Nick's. All right, that's great. Great text. And we've got Ross from Crawford County in the 608 says none. Yikes. Maybe that's part of the reason why I've been divorced three times. Yeah, it's never too late to pick out a favorite love song, Ross. Or write one. To your next, if you have, you know, another crack at marriage. Don't give up, buddy. Three times. That guy loves marriage.
He's part of Ross's club.
The three timers.
Yep.
Ross on the on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said the Friends. Ross on the Friends. John Murray says, is there one by REO Speedwagon? Or are they all terrifying cheating scandals? Keep on loving you. That's a love song, John. I don't think that involves cheating in any way. Great text. Keep those texts coming, folks. What is your favorite romantic song? That is our question of the night. We've got a ton of texts, and now we're all caught up, and that is a wonderful feeling. Ask Your Mother, two of our favorites from the band, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause, will be in here in just moments, and they're going to perform live, and we'll have a great talk with these guys who are a local phenom and one of the best cover bands working. They're really outstanding and two really, really great guys. So what? Tell us about your Door County experience, Conrad. What happened?
Well, yeah, I was, you know, just having a fun Saturday by myself, and then my brother texts me, "What are you doing? Let's go to Door County." So we went to Fall Fest up there.
Yeah,
and I mean it was cool, but first we went up all the way to the top of Door County.
Ellison Bay or Gill's Rock?
Gill's Rock. Yeah, we went up there to get pie because my sister-in-law really loves this pie called Bee's Pie, and it's all the way in Gill's Rock. So we went up there to get two slices or two things of pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
And then, yeah, we went down to Sister Bay is where the Fall Fest happens.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And I mean, yeah, it was a gorgeous day. Like, it was warm, which I was like, I didn't expect it, so I kind of wore, you know.
Leggings, leggings, long underwear.
But I was sweating, but I did have a couple beers down there. And
was that Saturday?
Yeah, that was Saturday. Okay. Yep, and then I guess it starts early in the day because when we got there, there were some people that you could tell had some drinks.
Yeah.
I was waiting in line for the bathroom, and one guy almost fell on me.
He fell out like he's almost hammered?
Yeah. And I heard him talking to his friend in the line. He's like, "I'm going to switch to Pedialyte." I go, "I think that's the time when you just go home."
That is a haul. When you go to Gill's Rock, like where I live in Marinette, we are like directly across from Fish Creek, I think, directly across the bay.
Yeah.
And Fish Creek is about 210, but Egg Harbor is like almost under 2 hours or about 2 hours. But you can go like another 45 miles to get to the tip. Or get the ferry out to Washington Island. I haven't been up that far in a long time.
I've never been that far up there, actually. So it was kind of cool to see it for like 5 minutes.
That is cool. And for you, every weekend or after, like I would say on a Monday when you come in here, you're like, "I watch football all weekend. I sat on my couch." Well, that's a big departure, Sunday. Going to Door County for pie with your brother and his wife. That's
Yeah. I ended up going back to his house and we played some card games. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Has your brother listened to this show yet?
Yeah, he texted me a couple times. He doesn't text in, but he texts me.
That was like a year ago, you said. My brother has not listened to this show.
Actually,
yet.
That was this summer because my parents were back, so they put it on.
Okay, they forced him to listen.
Pretty much.
It was a forced listen. Speaking of your parents, Conrad's mom, Paula, says Annie's Song by John Denver. Great song, Paula. Yeah, I forgot the John Denver tunes. He's got some great ones. Jim Croce's got some great ones. Lori from Hayward says, "Here's an oldie that was very romantic for a time. Remember dancing to it at town hall dances. Hey Paula by Paul and Paula in the early 1960s. Hey, hey Paula." I remember that. That was in Animal House, I think, Lori. Thank you, Lori from Hayward. Awesome stuff. And John Murray says, "Yes, thanks. Still love REO. Outstanding. All right. When we come back, guys, a very short break And then Eric and Adam are going to rock the studio here. Two great guys from a really cool band, Ask Your Mother. Coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wamba. Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to bumble.
Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab, and this is Nightlight. You don't want my headphones because I got like some kind of ear fungus. They haven't been identified yet. So.
Okay.
You need your ears.
I mean, I guess.
That is the voice of Eric Ratzak. 1/4 of Ask Your Mother?
Fifth.
Okay.
20% of the band.
But you're so much taller.
Measured by height, I think you're about 32%.
And that is Adam Krause, also from Ask Your Mother. Two guys have been here many times before. It's great to have you guys back. How you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for having us back.
How long of a drive is this for you guys when you're coming in?
Like 30 minutes.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, you're not in Green Bay?
No, we're in Appleton.
I didn't know that. But are you a Green Bay-based band?
Adam is in Fox Crossing.
Yeah. Oh.
Fox Crossing.
Yeah, it's special. It's Crossing.
Is that like a suburb of Neenah? How does that work?
It used to be
of Menasha.
Yeah, it used to be called Town of Menasha, and they just couldn't stand to be called Menasha anymore, so they changed the name.
Does Menasha no longer exist?
No, Menasha's there.
Menasha's there.
But this area did not want to be
Town of Menasha, and didn't want to be confused with City of Menasha, okay. So they became Fox Crossing.
All right, I just learned that. When I was in high school, we played basketball against Menasha St. Mary's, and I was like, that'd be so weird if the town was like...
Who'd you play for? Where'd you go to school?
Marinette Catholic Central.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't say I played for them. I had a great seat at all the games, though.
Front row, saw everything happen.
That was my problem. I could shoot, and I could kind of jump. I just couldn't dribble, which for a 5'11
See, no,
guard.
I was 6'5 on my team, and I was the only guy not allowed to dribble. It was like, you get the ball, and you pass it to somebody else. Sounds good.
Oh, I would throw it into you, and I would think, it's not coming back out. You're just going to lay it in, right?
Well, I led the conference in block shots and partially because I was really tall, and the other part of it was I played very poor defense. So I would let people go by me, and I would block their shot. So
that's the sucky part of basketball.
Well, I never fouled them because I was so skinny. I could just tap it away. And it like, this is so much easier than playing good defense. You know,
that's awesome. Adam's just laughing at you. Did you guys know each other back then? Or
no,
what? Back then. But I Stretch would be one of my first picks for the cover band all-star basketball team.
Yes.
Where did you go to high school, Adam?
I went to Nina.
Nina, okay. Actually,
I was Hortonville, so.
Oh.
Hortonville.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Terrible.
Both public school dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Catholic. Well, I started in Catholic school, and then I had to leave for reasons. And none of my reasons. Wasn't anything I did.
You weren't excommunicated.
No, it wasn't me. It was, we'll just say something with the clergy, and then he got removed.
Oh, no.
And then I went to public school, because, yeah, that's the way it went.
I normally I'd say I hear a song coming on, but I don't think.
Nah,
did you ever write about that?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't anything to do with me. It was like it was like basically they just had to get him out of there because, you know, things had happened and accusations were made, and then they just moved him to a different church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll solve the problem.
Right. Exactly.
That's weird. I had 16 years of Catholic schooling, but I wanted my kids to go to public school.
Yeah.
And they
did.
They started in L.A. and then they came to Marinette, and they finished public school there.
Nice.
Ended up going to the same high school my wife went to. Mm. Neither one of them lived up to her athletic achievements, though.
What'd your wife
still
do?
Stings. She's a high jumper.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I did that too.
Did you really?
I wasn't great at it, Bill. There was a guy ahead of me though, Scott Bergren. I doubt he's listening, but we played basketball together too. But he was he went to state like all 4 years of high school for high jump. Like he ended up getting an athletic scholarship to University of Minnesota for high jumping. Yeah, he was like he could just about get 7 feet.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he was like 6'10" is what he kept getting. He couldn't quite get to 7. That was like his goal.
I wish I was better at sports.
Crazy how good he was.
I can't believe we're talking about high school sports. Yeah.
High school
these
sports.
Two awesome musicians here. What is going on? What's new with Ask Your Mother?
I don't know. What is new, Adam? We actually had a good weekend of shows. Not last week. We were off. A couple guys had vacations out to Vegas. As far as we know, they came back. So.
As far as we know, they're in one piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the week before, we actually played up here in Green Bay. We were in front of the Rush before the Packer game, so that was a ton of fun.
What are those crowds like?
You'll just never know who's going to walk up, and it's people from all over the world sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you get like, I remember one time we ran into some guys from Germany that were coming to Lambeau. Okay, cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are a good time, and everyone's ready to have a good time. Right.
Yeah, they're already ready to have fun. And I love doing the pregame because, like, nobody's mad yet that their team lost. So, and then nobody's like, well, generally nobody's over imbibed yet either. So they're not our problem, you know?
Right.
They'll be
just
the usher's problem later.
Yeah.
But you're on stage singing going, oh, that guy will be asked to leave.
There was one
reason.
Guy at our last show that I was like, ooh. I kept telling him, like, yeah, they don't lay on our speakers. Like, not a good thing. Ooh.
We also had, Sexy Santa Claus at the last show as well. I don't know if you recall.
Oh,
I do.
That?
Oh, yeah. The TikTok famous guy. He had a shirt that said TikTok famous. And I'm like, well, okay.
According to him, he was very famous.
Yeah, oh, wow.
He had like a pink, like, sparkly coat on.
Just imagine Santa Claus twerking in front of a band.
Imagine Santa Claus that just fresh got out of prison twerking in front of the band.
There you
like,
go.
That's what those tattoos reminded me of.
So you think he really got out of prison?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't talk to him. I'm glad
probably
he left.
I also didn't see any elves, so I can't confirm he was the real
right.
deal or not.
Right.
Eric and Adam are 2/5 of the band Ask Your Mother. They have a lot of great dates coming up. We're going to tell you guys all about that. They're going to perform. They're here. But I have to say, before we do the news, we'll come back with a full head of steam after that. But do you guys have a favorite romantic song? That's our question of the
I
night.
Knew you were going to ask that because I was listening earlier.
Thank you.
So there's two classic romantic songs that I just, like, I can't pick one. I would say Unchained Melody is one.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah.
And then what's the Elvis one? Why can't I think of it?
Can't help falling in love.
Yes,
Suspicious
that one.
Minds.
No.
We're
that's a great romantic tune. Song. Yeah.
What about you?
I got to go with my wedding song, which was Nothing Compares to You by Prince.
Oh, that's a great song.
And we did the live version. Was our wedding song. It's just incredible.
Ask with Your Mother Prince. Played it.
Not with Prince and Rosie Gaines singing.
Okay.
Yeah, Ask Your Mother didn't play it, but they did play my
we
wedding.
We played his wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. You gave him the night off, I hope, though.
Yeah, we actually had their old keyboard player fill in, so.
All right, fantastic. Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause are here. They're going to perform when we come back.
Hey.
And you can find out where you can see these guys. They got a lot of local dates. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. My sweet Lord.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown is now entering week number 4 with a crucial date on the calendar coming up. November 1st, says ABC's Ben Siegel in Washington.
That date is important because that is when open enrollment begins on these healthcare marketplaces, the Obamacare marketplaces in the states. And that is important because this whole shutdown fight started when Democrats demanded Republicans act to preserve expiring subsidies. Subsidies that help make health insurance more affordable for people buying health care on these marketplaces.
The Louvre closed today for regular maintenance. Police are still investigating after Sunday's brazen jewelry robbery at the museum. The thieves still on the run. Amazon Web Services recovering after a major service outage that started early Monday and continued throughout the day, affecting popular sites like Starbucks, McDonald's, and Roblox. President Trump's ballroom dream becoming a reality. Demolition crews tearing down White House walls. This is ABC News.
The Bucks are ready to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks kick off their season at home this Wednesday night when they take on the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, and it'll be the first time they face off against former Buck Chris Middleton, who they traded to Washington last season. Doc Rivers says they're planning a special video tribute to Middleton during the game. How come?
Because he's a Buck for life, no matter where he's at. Pat Connaughton's a Buck for life, Brooke Lopez, and so we lost three of those guys from last year. Chris will be the first one coming back. And, you know, the Milwaukee fans are phenomenal. So, you know, it's so funny. The one thing I'm not worried about is, like, usually the question, if this was a lot of other places, are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. Good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. At this past weekend's box office, horror was king. Not a huge surprise with Halloween right around the corner, but give some credit to good reviews and a solid sequel as Black Phone 2 landed at number 1 with $26.2 million at the gate. The original Black Phone also had decent reviews and opened with about $23 million at the box office. Coming in second place was last week's winner, Tron Aris, which pulled in about $11 million. Good Fortune came in at number 3 in its first week of release with pretty good reviews for this comedy that brought in just over $6 million. One Battle After Another brought in $4 million in its fourth week in theaters for a total haul of about $62 million domestically. Action comedy True Story Roofman brought in $3.5 million in its second week. According to Variety, despite Black Phone 2's impressive weekend, the results were a bit lackluster. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for Lacrosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy, blustery, and colder with some scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid to upper 40s. An isolated shower in the evening, otherwise breezy and cold with lows in the upper 30s. Current temperature is 46.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trick me. She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcast host Jimmy Pardo, then Mission 1 Billion co-founders Rex Sykes and Rocky Wagenhurst join the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Back. Boy, that was I took a picture of my guests Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother. They were doing the Nightlight Window Fun. I cannot believe how high you guys can jump. And then you showed me pictures on the stage. You're like, that's nuts.
That's how we used to be able to jump that high.
Those are old picks. Yeah.
I didn't borrow my Reebok pumps either. Those had 6 inches of vertical.
Got my dress shoes on today. I tried my best.
Yeah, you know, I will say when I go to a concert, I love when the performer just starts jumping when they. Yeah. It's like just such a great energy.
You gotta
sell it like that.
That's
for sure.
Outstanding.
Makes it more fun for us too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's. What do you guys want to play? I'm always thrilled.
So we're gonna do a little Creed here. Higher.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We got a lot of requests for Creed. A lot of people yelling it at us, so we learned it.
I love it. All right. This is Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother performing Creed.
Dreaming, I'm guided to another world, time and time again. At sunrise, I vow to stay asleep, 'cause I don't want to leave the comfort of this place. 'Cause there's a hunger, a longing to escape the life we live when I'm away. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see. Can you take me higher? To a place where golden streams. Although I would like the world to change, it helps me to appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace all our hate. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see. Can you take me higher? To a
let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's go
come
there.
Come on, let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's ask, can we stay?
Set up I am strong enough to take these dreams and make them mine. Can you take me higher to a place where a blind man sees? Can you take me higher to a place where of golden streets? Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take
nice job.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Does that take it out of you, that song? That's
nah.
Like, you're digging there, man.
Nah, that,
like,
one's right in my wheelhouse.
Wow, that's great. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Creed and Higher. Was that originally with an acoustic, the way Creed played it, or was it electric?
I did electric.
Did electric on that, yeah.
I love the
acoustic. The backstory, yeah. I've always been I have a theory that, like, there's so many great 90s songs that sound better with acoustic.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. No, totally.
But that the story behind that song was they wrote it on stage with the crowd. Like, they were taking crowd suggestions for, like, words, and it just kind of organically came together. And then became one of the biggest hits of they've ever had.
Oh, that's fantastic. You guys haven't been here in a while, so tell people again, if you would, how did you get together musically, the two of you, or how did you both join the band?
So I joined before Adam. I actually hold the record for most consecutive gigs of Ask Your Mother. I am the Cal Ripken of Ask Your Mother.
You are the Cal Ripken Jr.
I'm not the oldest member, but since I have started, knock on wood, I have not missed a gig that we have performed.
You are the Iron Man of Ask Your Mother.
Right. So I joined them in 2009. They actually had been a band since 2008. And then the lead singer was moving away, and then I auditioned and got the gig. And then a few years later, Adam joined. When did you join? What year? You remember?
Yeah, it's been, I don't know.
You're the new guy, and you've been there over 10 years.
It's been a long time, 11, 12 years. I joined the band in 1979.
Before the band was even
a band. You left REO.
Yeah, I left REO. Yeah. That'd have been awesome. No, Stretch and I met, we met through a few different things musically, and then we ended up both participating in the live band karaoke.
Deja Vu
downtown
so
Appleton.
So much fun.
Nice.
So we got to know each other there. They were, their keyboard player was leaving, and, made the offer. I still have yet to officially accept, but yeah.
I made him. He was the only guy we auditioned. I just kept saying, "It's Adam. It's Adam. It's Adam. No, nobody else. We don't need anybody else. It's going to be Adam." And then they're like, "Well, we should look at him." Nope, it's Adam. Adam's going to be the guy.
Still
send everybody else home. Yeah.
Right.
You guys have. I was just looking at your website here. Like, the bands that you cover. Are there other cover bands that have as big of a library or catalog as you guys?
You know, I don't know for sure what you know everybody else is playing, but the one thing we hear consistently from people seeing us for the first time and people that see us time and again is that they love the variety of the stuff we do. And we do cover a lot of different genres, always trying to bring a lot of energy to whatever we're doing. But we do hear that quite a bit. We do think it's one of our strengths, is that variety. And if for some reason you don't like the song that we're playing, you're probably going to like the next one.
Yeah. So. No, you got Luke Bryan, Loverboy, the Dropkick Murphys, Duran Duran, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
I mean, is just a great...
What was our most recent, like, rehearsal, like, group of songs? It was like Montel Jordan, Backstreet Boys, Savage Garden, and Toby Keith. How does that even happen?
Do you ever notice that, like, when you're playing a show, do people... Does a certain segment of the crowd kind of like withdraw a little bit if you play country or hard rock or so, or do people like just feed off the energy you guys have?
You know, I don't notice a lot of people breaking away from what we're doing. And I think it is the energy, like you talked about, because even if we're doing a song that they may not like, we really do enjoy playing it, and we try to You know, every song's a sing-along. Every song gets everybody involved. So even if you're not a huge country fan, you're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy a guitar solo. You're going to enjoy something that we're doing in the song.
And if I don't like the song, I make it fun for me.
That's right.
don't
mention the songs by name. Like, other people are going to know.
I didn't like the song. It's just like I make the song. I like the song more when I make it fun for me.
There you go.
Like Duran Duran. Like when we did Hungry Like the Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Great
song. I would add like kicks.
Then that's where the choreography comes in. Right. Stretch, not only the Iron Man, the head choreographer of Ask Your Mother.
It just happens organically. We don't practice it ahead of time. And then pretty soon it's just part of the show.
Yeah. Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother, a great local band. You guys have some dates coming up. Let's talk about them. You've got, this weekend. My M on my keyboard is not working. So I have Ask Cash. November,
how do you not have
October.
An M?
It's just not, it's like useless.
And but what's the one right next to it? That one looks like completely
wore
out.
That's the one that should not work because I spilled acid on it apparently. Oh. But no, I'm having issues with my M's. I got to figure it out. But you've got something coming up this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. So. Revs and Oshkosh.
That's it. Revs. Okay.
Yep.
That was just bad typing.
That's all good.
Nothing to do with the M. And then you've got November 1st in Omro. Close to home. Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
So the night before that, on Halloween, we're in Wapaka.
At the ICC.
Oh, that's going to be fun. And I've never been to that place.
Oh, you got
to
go there one time.
My wife used to have a summer home in Wapaka. That's just like a big party place.
Yeah, well, the way they redid Indian Crossing Casino, it's really cool. Like, they got garage doors that open up over the water and everything.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's really nice what they did. And the back area that they redid everything.
Yeah.
That's on Halloween night?
Yes.
Halloween night.
Which is a... Is that
Friday?
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay,
and then November 1st is an Omro. We're doing a Halloween party for them too under a big tent outside, so that'll be a good time.
And then you pop up to Howard to Anduzzi's.
Yeah. The Packer
November
game.
2nd.
Packer yeah,
game. Okay.
That's a busy weekend. My God, I'm already tired.
Well, and that's the Holmgren Way one.
Right
by the stadium. So we'll be by the stadium.
Oh, okay. And then you've got that town that used to exist that apparently still does exist, Menasha, on November 7th.
Menasha still exists. Yes.
Town of Menasha is no longer a thing. Yes.
I just chose to live someplace a little more refined.
It's mysterious.
Adam moved there and they're like, we got to rename this Fox Crossing because Adam crosses the road. And he's a fox.
I'm going to get my tires slashed next time I go through.
Do you guys have local bands that have inspired you or other cover bands or other non-cover bands, like peers that you kind of feed off of or learn
Absolutely.
From?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would say I model my performance with, like, I try to be as entertaining as Scotty Thurwatcher. He is a friend of mine that plays in a band called Naughty Monkey. I try to bring the energy of, like, Mike Wendland, who was in a bunch of different bands. And Also, those are two guys that I looked up to over the years, and that's kind of how
I
emulate.
Are they still playing?
They do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, Dennis from Glam Band, that guy's always phenomenal energy and entertaining as well. So.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Mikey was on my list, too, from an entertainment standpoint.
The guy's all over, just nuts. Like, you can't get pumped, you cannot get pumped not watching him. Like, he's just like, brings it out of you. Yeah.
And I think even when I joined Ask Your Mother, and you guys are going to think I'm blowing smoke up his butt, but... Tim Beekler was one of my, and he's a good friend of mine and a great musician, bass player. But when he plays, he has fun and enjoys playing the music so much. And you could see it on every single song.
Absolutely.
And that's being huge. A bass player, that's not always, not always easy to do. It's not always the most fun thing. And he's enjoying every moment on stage. And I've always tried to encapsulate a little bit of that when I play.
Ask Your Mother is here in the studio. They're going to perform when we come back. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After serving less than 4 months of a 7-year sentence, disgraced New York Congressman George Santos had his sentence commuted by President Donald Trump on October 17th. Santos had pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in August 2024. Shortly after the newly elected congressman took office, inconsistencies surfaced about Santos's resume and financial dealings. The FBI, IRS, and the U.S. Attorney's Office investigated, and in May 2023, leveled 13 charges of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying on U.S. House financial forms. More charges of identity theft and credit card fraud followed in October 2023. After a plea deal, Santos pleaded guilty on reduced charges, was forced to pay restitution, and began serving an 87-month sentence in July 2025. U.S. Attorney John Durham said at the time, "Today, George Santos was finally held accountable for the mountain of lies, theft, and fraud he perpetrated." October 13th, Santos published an open letter to Trump in the South Shore Press, saying, quote, "I am asking for fairness, for the chance to rebuild." In commuting his sentence on Friday, Trump wrote, "George Santos was somewhat of a rogue, but there are many rogues throughout our country that aren't forced to serve 7 years in prison." We've linked the Santos letter at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, "This feels special," you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one department of agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Pete Schwabe, this is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Wrapping up a couple texts here. Our question of the night was, what is your favorite romantic song? John Murray put Canon in D. Beautiful music. Well done, John. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete, over the weekend I was listening to the song Stardust, the version sung by Willie Nelson. Love that version, Steady Eddie. He says, it's a song about a lost love. Though I dream in vain, in my heart there will always remain my Stardust melody, the melody of love's refrain. That was the song, not Steady Eddie talking to me. I listened to it many, many times. I recommend people listen to their favorite songs over and over. It's easy on YouTube until they know the lyrics and the melody by heart, and the song and emotion become ingrained into your brain. Outstanding text. He says, become the song. Thank you, Steady Eddie. John from Madison also says, it's the dance you do after your first real kiss. I think he was referring to his earlier text. Thank you, John. He says, this is for the guys in the studio here. Ask your mother. He says, don't say it out loud, but holy blank, these guys are ridiculous live.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank
there you.
You
go. Thank you, John from Madison. I totally
agree. You
should
agree. See us with the whole band.
Thanks, there's John. There's three more fifths of them, too.
Yeah.
Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids says, in the 1970s, heard the wedding song, There Is Love, Paul Stuckey, at most weddings. This was played at a lot of discos, reunited by Peaches and Herb. Oh, great, great choices, Pamela. Thank you. And then Bridget from the 818 says, you are so beautiful to me. Again, I assume that's the song.
Joe Bridget's Cocker?
Yeah. Great tune.
So
I'm sure you could
beautiful.
Do that one as well. Tomorrow night on the show, folks, Jimmy Pardo will be here, podcaster and very great comedian, a good friend of mine. And then Rex Sykes and Rocky Wagenhurst will be talking about a $1 billion. I'm just going to say $1 billion. I'm going to tease it there. That's tomorrow night. We've got a few more minutes left with our current guests. I'm hoping we can bang one song out in the next three or four minutes. What do you guys got?
A little Shaboozy for you.
Shaboozy. Oh,
sweet. This is awesome.
My baby want a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. This 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? Can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone.
One.
Here comes a 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round.
We need 30 more.
Two stepping on the table.
She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Then on me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody in the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a chick. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Oh Lord.
Woke up truck at 10 a.m. We gonna do this stuff again. Tell your girl to bring a friend.
Oh Lord. One.
Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell him bring another round.
We need plenty more.
Two stepping on the table.
She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more.
Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some more. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. At the bottom of the bottle gonna miss me.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Outstanding. I have to say, that's the first time I've ever heard Shaboozy.
Really?
Is through you guys. So that's sweet. Outstanding. Wow, that's great. Now I'm going to find the songs, though. That's a good... what's that song called?
Called
Tipsy.
Bar Song.
Bar Song.
It's called the Bar Song.
I don't know what it's called. It's Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
That's outstanding. You guys are so much fun. If you're listening and you like what you hear, these guys they have some great live dates coming up all around Northeast Wisconsin over the next couple weeks. Go to askyourmotherband.com and find out where you can see them. The Halloween show in Waupaca Town.
And one in Amro, too.
Amro on the 1st, mm-hmm. Anduzzi's in Howard on the November 2nd, and then Menasha. Yeah. November 7th.
Box Crossing.
Kind of a homecoming.
A little bit. Yeah.
That one's actually really close to me, too.
I don't know if they welcome me at this point after all these comments.
Conrad, what do you have a request for the next time these guys are here?
Oh.
I have a request. He needs his hair to stay that way.
It's like this every day.
Oh, man.
Cut, like, once a month.
It's like,
it looks, I do.
It's perfect.
Conrad, were you ever, like, the big boy spokesman back in the day? Like, you got the same, like, big boy. It's like, it's phenomenal hair. See, I am bald, so I am, like, jealous of everybody's hair in this studio today.
Conrad, do you know what big boy is?
I don't know.
No, okay. All right. Just checking.
Look it up. What was the video game that the guy had the same kind of hairdo as the big boy? I can't think of it now.
Dude, you could just walk into Supercuts over in Bellevue and ask for the Conrad, and they'll know exactly what you're saying, and walk out of there looking like the K-Man,
man. If I had hair, that'd be what I'd go for.
He cuts it religiously. He gets it done, like, every once a month?
Well, look
every
at it.
Every 2 months.
Every look at it,
months.
Though. Wow. You don't leave that.
6 weeks.
You don't let that go bad.
No.
You stay on top of that.
Yeah. This is the most anyone has ever fussed over Conrad's hair, probably in his life, not just on the show, right?
I don't think he gets enough credit for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys, for being here. Eric Ratzek, Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother. Check them out. Go to askyourmotherband.com and find out where you can see them live. You guys are so much fun. Leave a pick, too, Adam, again. So that means you have to come back.
All right.
All right.
Here, you get an Ask Your Mother pick. It says Ask Your Mother.
I'm going to leave this right here, and it'll be special.
All right.
All right. Conrad's saying wrap it up, and the hair don't lie. So, all right, we're going to – thanks a lot. We're coming back to Do It All tomorrow night. Thank you for your texts and calls. Thank you to Amy Gaither and Ask Your Mother.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Vance is in Israel to shore up the somewhat shaky ceasefire in Gaza, where more than 40 Palestinians were killed on Tuesday in retaliation for what Israel says is the Hamas-directed killing of two IDF soldiers on Monday. Demolition crews began tearing apart White House walls on Monday to make way for the new Trump ballroom. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio's in Washington.
The remodel has been met with criticism from some Democrats. One senator writing, quote, "Seeing the White House torn apart is really emblematic of the times we're in." The White House firing back, saying, quote, "Losers who are quick to criticize need to stop their pearl clutching and understand the building needs to be modernized."
The new ballroom will be 90,000 square feet, bigger than the White House residence itself. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order that prevented the Trump administration from deploying the National Guard to Portland. Government shutdown now entering week number 4. This is ABC News.